This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the air on what more than 100 radio stations across the country. We're live 7 days a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. It's Mark with you,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
Yeah, and when I say more than 100 radio stations, I think people think, like, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've been asked, are you guys an internet show? When I say more than 100 radio stations, I mean 100.
You mean close to 200.
Yeah, 192 terrestrial FCC-licensed radio stations across the country.
Yes.
So please, call in, talk about whatever's on your mind, this live edition of Free Talk Live. And again, we're live from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You know how I know? Because we're live every day from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. There's no figuring out whether or not Free Talk Live's live. You have to figure out the time zone difference, wherever you might be. But Free Talk Live's live, if it's between 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Caveat, there will be a few days coming up later this week that we will be broadcasting, but not live.
We'll be producing a live-to-tape content.
Yes.
So there you go. So, Daryl,
but we will make sure that we tell you we're from, you know, Rogers Campground.
You may not be able to call in every day, that's for right. Sure, and we'll be able to we'll handle
there
it.
Is
if
content.
You do call in, we will give you instructions on what to do the next, you know, to call in
yes.
later. I mean, you know, disappointment, it does happen in life.
Right.
No doubt.
But there is content every day of the week, every day of the year. 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Indeed.
Made by us.
That's exactly right. Here on Free Talk Live. So, Daryl, there's a story that you have been bringing in for...
close to a month.
Yeah, several times. You really want to get into it. You know, tease it here, but I'm going to take this call. Go ahead.
Yeah, so headline from the Washington Post. Woman saves thousands of dollars to open a medical clinic in Nigeria. She never made it to Nigeria. Nor did the money.
So she had a bunch of money.
Yes.
She was going to open up a medical clinic in Nigeria.
Yes.
And then
she never made it onto the airplane. Stay tuned. We'll tell you why.
Indeed. Let's take, I got a call here from Lauren, also known as Anarchy Girl. I've seen her posts on Facebook. Daryl, have you?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I'll take my word for it. She exists. And she told me she was going to call in. She has big announcements. So here we go. Lauren, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Good. I decided to take my lunch break and go ahead and give you a call and everything like that. So, yeah, first time I'm listening to your show, which is pretty rocking. That's awesome.
Yep. So what'd you call in about, Lauren?
Well, you had asked me if I wanted to go ahead and call in last week.
Yes.
You know, yeah. So I didn't know, you know, the grounds in which, you know, we could talk pretty much about anything.
Let's preface where we were at, if you'd like. So it's my understanding that you had previously taken the appellation Anarchy Girl, and you were sort of a libertarian. I am of the opinion that, you know, libertarians and socialists arguing about who's the real anarchist is the most boring show on the internet, is what I've called it many times.
Oh, geez. Mark.
I guess you've decided that there's some things about anarcho-capitalism that you like, and I don't like to call it anarcho-capitalism. I like to call it what it is, communism. Because, you know, anarcho-communism is a, it's a, so Marxism is a path to communism through socialism. And,
amen.
Anarcho-communism is simply a direct path to communism. And you're
and anarcho-capitalism is communism is, how?
I missed that. I'm sorry. One of the reasons I hate the terms is they're too close to each other. Anarcho-communism and anarcho-capitalism are too close to each other. Let's call them what they are, communism and libertarianism. Because of great.
I went more of the agorist route, what happened more because I questioned the talking point within capitalism. That, you know, a lot of people were saying, you know, in a stateless society.
Let's define what agorism is. Could you go ahead?
Okay. It's an unregulated free market. That's the black and gray market. You would, you know, without the regulations, it would thrive small and then it would get bigger and bigger. You know, every man for himself would have a potential prosperity through it. Instead of having a cichlid of a, you know what I mean, a full financial elite taking all.
All right, so you liked agorism or you don't like agorism now?
Oh, I do. I do.
Okay, great.
I do.
Yeah, I'd like to. Yeah. Anarchy Girl, this is Johnny Ray. I just wanted to say agorism, in my words, is a way to fight the state that is completely nonviolent. It's using business acumen and trade to outcompete the government.
Correct.
But to go back, and I'm looking at you now, Mark, you said anarcho-capitalism is communism?
No, anarcho
He did say
communism.
That, but then he said that he misspoke.
Right, I misspoke. Okay. So anarcho-communism is just communism.
Okay.
And anarcho-capitalism
minus the state
is a terrible term that was made up by a man that thinks it's a good idea that the women have the right to kill their children up to like 2 years old. Okay? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a terrible, terrible term.
And it also is premised on redefining capitalism to mean something that the word had never meant before.
Right. So, I mean, capitalism was termed...
Marx basically he came up with the term and defined it as a regulated economy where the means of production are privately held. Regulated economy does not mean free market.
No.
Not now, not ever.
Not now, not never. He is correct. Yes. But Mark, don't let the cult flock hear you because you'll be called a communist. See, I was trying to show the difference between, I was showing the similarities in communism and capitalism because each like to bash each other, right? So both require a state. I mean, to go into theory with it itself, I mean, both need a state. So how can that be applied to anarchism when an anarchist doesn't want a hierarchy at all? You know, it wants a stateless society, which can be born through the market. Agorism is the place to go, and it defeats the state itself.
I don't know what anarchism is.
I call myself an anarchist, right. but I'm a big fan of hierarchy.
But nobody can give me a definition of anarchism that's sort of solid and you know, makes any sense to me. So, Johnny Ray, take a shot at anarchism for me.
No, all relationships are consensual. There is no institutionalized violence.
All right. And
correct.
Okay. So the simple fact that people look at it, when you say institutions aren't necessarily state run, right? I mean, schools are called institutions.
You kind of have to go the socialist route when you're dealing with anarchism. But it's not the socialist implement that you would think today with a prime minister or a president or
I call socialism state ownership of the means of production.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So.
No. Socialism is state control of the means of production.
Well, at that point, then all government is socialist.
Ding, ding, ding. You win.
Well, I agree with you, but the problem is that if you make a word mean, so we have the state as a term that means an hierarchical, top-down organization that claims the monopoly privilege and the use of violence in a given landmass, and there can be lots of different governments that, you know, are a state. At which point, if you just use the term socialism to mean the state, then you destroy the term socialism. So you kind of have to have this.
But you don't, though, because socialism and all this wordplay is a veil on the two actual prevailing forces, which is freedom and power.
All right. Anarchy Girl?
Oh, I'm totally loving how he's talking right now. But, yeah, 100%. But what I'm talking about socialism is with that in a stateless society where the people are in control in their own labor is, you know, this started out with what the unions, how, you know, how the unions, how somebody, okay, you start a business, right? You know how Winco and certain companies go ahead and they give their their employees, their laborers, shares within that.
Let's talk about labor and what you think about labor here in just a moment, if you'll just hold the line, Lauren.
Okay.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. You can ask questions to Anarchy Girl. Free Talk Live. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We have Anarchy Girl on the line here. She's apparently got some announcement or another that I want to make sure that I let her get to rather than just pummeling her with questions. But I do want to tell you about this great deal that we've got from Omaha Steaks. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving a limited time offer to the listeners of Free Talk Live for Father's Day. It's a 78% offer, 78% off offer, and this is it's an amazing deal. Just go to omahasteaks.com, type in the search bar. I think I've got some audio on the line.
You've got something unmuted that should not be unmuted.
Okay, my mistake. I got it fixed now. So go to omahasteaks.com. You type in FTL in the search bar. That's FTL is in Free Talk Live. And you get the Omaha Steaks Father's Day deal here package that I've got, which is two tender filet mignons, two beefy top sirloins, four chicken fried steaks, two boneless pork chops, four all-beef Omaha Steaks burgers, four gourmet, jumbo franks. If you stick gourmet and jumbo together, that's the word you get. 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, 1 pound of steakhouse fries, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus four more grill-ready Omaha Steaks burgers, free with purchase. That's if you use the coupon code FTL, and it is limited time. This is a $50 package. You go to omahasteaks.com and add the Father's Day package to your cart. Don't wait. The offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type FTL in the search bar, and grab your dad and fire up the grill.
Mark.
Yes, sir.
It's pronounced caramel.
Oh, you and what did I say? Caramel?
Yes.
Like Mount Carmel?
Yes.
Yeah, you caramel people, you are always argue about those sorts of things.
It doesn't really make a difference.
It makes some difference to the caramel people, I can tell you that. Bring in Lawrence.
Just don't say Ammon.
Ammon? What's that?
Ammon.
As in what?
My dad was telling me about a commercial with that.
Yes, there's a commercial where somebody asked about, do you like Ammons?
Ammons.
Ammons. You know, Ammons. He's trying to say almond, but he just says it kind of weird. He says it like, you know, salmon.
So,
and the two of them are in a car driving along.
Oh, please. Don't tell me about this ad. I don't care. Lauren Southern, Lauren Brown, we have you on the line here.
Yeah, Lauren Southern's a completely different person.
Yeah, I got my names mixed up. Anarchy Girl, on the line. You apparently changed something, you know, nuanced something. Tell me what this announcement is that you made on Facebook and why you got so much trouble for it.
I brought up a talking point. You see, what I wanted to do was unite the fractions of anarchism.
Inconceivable. You have made the classic blunder. You have engaged in a war in the comments section.
I know. And guess what? They said I couldn't do it, but I did it.
No, you didn't.
I did it.
What did you do again? You united people into a comment section?
Yeah, the ANCOMs and the ANCAPs and the ANPRIMs and the mutualist syndicates, all of them are together on my page, and there's no fighting.
Angry at each other.
There's no... Yeah, the anger has ceased, but the anger hasn't ceased with my old colleague friends within the ANCAP Voluntary Society. I think they're highly offended because I crossed the line to them. They called me a traitor.
What is the line that you crossed?
The line that I crossed was I went ahead and questioned the talking point within capitalism. So to them, and plus I'm a female, I'm already hated amongst a bunch of females.
What is the talking point, though?
The talking point was that you need a state to implement capitalism, your anarchist capitalism. Anarchist capitalism is any type of other anarchism is opposed to it because it needs a hierarchy. And
so
I'm also against the land.
Hold on, voluntarists, so, people that are against the state are claiming that there needs to be a state to implement capitalism, or that's what you're saying?
Well, in order for them to have private security, right? So if you have land, right, and you have a couple properties.
Land is property is violence, and people don't want to say this. In order to have property, you must be willing to use force to protect it, or hire an organization to do so.
You're not allowed to say that, Mark.
Yes, you are. We say it here on Free Talk Live.
Look what happened to me. So
I read your stuff. It sounded like a bunch of commie drivel.
Pay attention to Facebook drama.
What happened was I had the communists in there, okay?
Yep.
That's why the commie thing flew. But they had a right to say what they had to say. Listen.
Sure. I tried to get them to call in, too, but they wouldn't call in. I've had a couple of communists on the air in the past and tried to understand what they have to say. Very, very hard, I failed.
Yeah, well, they're kind of unfair to a point. To me, communism and capitalism, it's just not viable. I did hear them out, you know, and that's what that was all about. I was learning it, you know, because I never went outside my ideology before. And I was learning, you know, I was listening to their talking points and I said, hey, come on my page. Let's do this. And I had all kinds of different ones on there and I was reading the arguments. They would take my response and they would spread it around without the context.
Sure.
I mean, it was vicious.
Wow.
I mean,
somebody on the internet took something out of context. You're the first person that has ever happened to in the history of ever.
How about this, Lauren? It's really hard to use Facebook as a means to, to bring people together, that mostly people just go on there. Either they share pictures of their grandkids, which I think it's a really great platform for, or they use it as a cudgel to just beat home their point, and nobody really takes home anything new.
Correct. And
okay.
That's
how
I feel. An echo chamber of little click gangs as well, which I'm not a part of. I don't like that. To even put off that before, before I went into this type of aspect in anarchism, I used to, you know, fight the court system on the court floor acting as my own attorney.
Uh-huh.
So I'm very well versed in legalese and writing, you know, getting
what's the biggest case you won?
Fighting it in. Well, this went into the Second Court of Appeals. It was the right to travel. Unfortunately,
so
I had to leave.
Like no driver's license?
No registration. I do have insurance because I'm responsible and
how do you get insurance without a driver's license?
Well, no, I have a driver's license, but
okay.
I fight the fact that I don't hand it over because it's a Class C commercial.
Gotcha.
I'm a private driver.
Okay.
So, you know, I go on to that and I go ahead and I pull the statutes and codes out and I go at it with prosecutors.
Did you win in the Second Circuit Court of Appeals?
I've won three times. The fourth time, I had to go ahead. I don't even know the results yet of the Second Court of Appeals, but I have not received any paperwork or any fine stating that I owe anything as of now.
Fascinating. That's about the best I've ever heard of anybody who tries anything like this. But do have a driver's license. You aren't showing it. So that's kind of a different angle than what I've heard.
Correct.
I've heard people that just, give away their driver's licenses and attempt to, call their cars vessels. And maybe they'll scribble some things on the side of the vehicle or something. And
not
I always find
for
that
hire.
Yeah.
No, I literally fight it on within the court system's rules. You know, because you have to play on their court system.
As you have more successes, Anarchy Girl, please give us a call back here on Free Talk Live. I'd love to hear more coming from you. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The final touches are being put in place in Singapore for the historic meeting between the U.S. and North Korea. The president has said this summit will be as much about attitude as what's on the table. He said by coming to Singapore, he has a chance to convince Kim Jong-un to give up his nuclear weapons. Speaking with reporters before leaving Canada, the president again offered things like trade with the U.S. and security guarantees for the North Korean dictator.
And it's unknown territory in the truest sense, but I really feel confident. I feel that Kim Jong-un wants to do something great for his people.
The president said that this is the only chance Kim will have to get on board with what the rest of the world wants him to do. But he also said this is a process and it could take some time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's the live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is the place to go to find out about just about everything you might want to know about cryptocurrency. They've got up-to-the-minute news published daily, lots of it published daily at Bitcoin.com. They have starter things, like if you need to get a wallet, if you need to purchase Bitcoin, you need to have instructions on how to do things. They've got videos. They make it incredibly easy. Just go to Bitcoin.com. Whatever it is that you might need, they've got it there. You want to mine? Pool.Bitcoin.com. You need some Bitcoin? Go to free.Bitcoin.com. It's all there. Bitcoin.com. Your one-stop shop. And, Daryl, I promise we're going to get to this story about this gal that apparently... something bad happened on the way to Nigeria, right?
Something very, very bad.
Was it Nigeria?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to Eric calling in from, it looks like Iowa. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, right on. On my cell phone. I hope it hangs on for us.
Sounds great.
But I wanted to talk to you guys about the other night. You had some people call in. You were talking about being patriotic and loving your country and standing up for the flag, right?
Yep.
And I wanted to point out to some of those guys that called in, I was kind of blown away they would call into your show, but, you know, I mean, pretty much everybody loves their country. It's a rare person you'll find that would say they didn't, you know, but I suppose there are some. But when you think about loving your country, I mean, you love it, like, for the same reason that you love your mother. not because she's the best, but because it's yours, you know? My mom's not better than your mom, but I love her just the same.
Let's hope she's better for you.
Right. And then you hear these people who are like, well, my country's the best, and I often hear people say that, and I wonder, how many countries have you really been to? Other than, you know, like as an occupying soldier or an invading soldier, you know, unless you've really spent some time there doing business or, you know, living with some of the locals for a few days, you don't know the culture or the people. And it's hard to make a snap judgment about a whole country based on right. a limited experience, you know. And
so, I've not met all of the grandmas, but I will say that my mamaw is the best.
Right on.
But that's okay, because, see, I share. And most of the children that live near her, they've adopted her as their grandma as well.
And you wouldn't force me to say that she's the best, right?
Oh, I wouldn't force you, but if you met her, you would agree.
Probably.
I tend to, so I understand your point. Like, so we all have this sort of chauvinism about where we're from to some extent or another. And it's pretty easy to find even within the United States. So if you start, you know, talking badly about some region or another to the person from that region,
yeah.
you're gonna find out that they want to defend that to some extent. And I think that that's laudable. It's just fine. You've got a preference and that's great. It's when patriotism goes to a toxic level where, you know, like it's a sports team or something like that. Oh, yeah, well, we beat your team. Well, when one country beats another country, lots of people die. Or
unless it's the World Cup.
Well, yeah, it could be the World Cup. And the United States doesn't do so great when it comes to soccer.
Right. Now, speaking of the World Cup, there was the thing, what was it, like 20, 30 years ago where somebody allowed a goal and their team lost the World Cup and that guy got killed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do take soccer really seriously around the world.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that they want to claim the term football, but I mean, football's this term that's used in the United States to mean one sport,
yep.
Around a large portion of the world to mean soccer, and then there's Australia, which calls something like rugby football also.
They call it Australian football, and colloquially it's called Aussie.
Okay, but do you understand why the football people should just abandon that term and go ahead and just adopt the term soccer? Soccer means one thing. That's
no,
it.
No, you're so stupid, Mark.
That would be association football.
That's what soccer means?
Soccer is short for association football.
Yeah, who's going
to
say
that?
And
then there was rugby football, and that's how it shortened to rugby and soccer, because they didn't want to say association. Let's go play a game of association.
Eric is such a good caller, and we're such bad talk show hosts. Eric, I think you're absolutely right, and I really appreciate your call.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.
Every time I hear European or otherwise non-American soccer people talking about the sport to an American newscaster or something, they always use the term soccer. They defer to the audience that they're talking to. They're good about that. But I'm pretty sure they were calling it football before American football existed.
Yes. There was a sport that existed that turned into soccer and football, American football. And I actually wrote a report on this in school. And
the Canadians have their own version of it.
What, the sport?
Of football. Their field is longer. It's wider.
Oh, yeah.
You get one less Canadian play.
Rules. Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, so, I mean, nobody really can lay claim to this term football. And it's such a broad term anyway. Football? Football? I mean, it doesn't even, you know, any sport that you touch your foot to a ball, that could be called football.
Yeah, especially football where you carry it all the time.
American football is poorly named. I admit that. I don't have a particular problem with American football being called something else, too. But I think that that football should abandon
again,
the term.
The way
soccer.
It got the name.
I'm
was
also willing to trade whatever it takes to get the metric system here in the United States. So if you people want us to drive on the wrong side of the road, if you want us to call things, the American football something different, please,
let's make
a proposal. Talk to Donald Trump because he wants to make a deal.
Why is Base 10 better than Base 2? I see.
I don't know what that means.
Imperial is a mess, and you know it is.
It's not exactly base two.
We will take you out into the driveway. We will beat you over this.
So let's just call American football American football.
No, it's too long. You give me something with two syllables or less.
They call Canadian football. We can call ours American football.
They only call it Canadian football because they do it slightly different than the United States. It's the same sport.
And it's slightly different than international football, which Americans call soccer. And it's different
much,
from Australian
Canadian
football.
Canadian football is much different than soccer. Come on.
Right. I said it's different.
You said slightly different.
Well, they all originated. Rugby football.
Why are you doing this? I want to talk about the metric system. This poor lady got robbed on her way to Nigeria, and you're here arguing about whether how much different Canadian football is than soccer.
What does either of that have to do with the metric system? Now you're just trying to confuse me.
I was talking to Johnny Ray about the metric system. You keep on jumping back in. I've got more things to say about Canadian football.
I'm just explaining the names, and you said let's come up with a name other than just calling it football, and I'm saying append the word American.
No, I don't. I'm not down with it. It's too long.
That's what she said. So let's jump into the story here from the Washington Post about Antonia Nwari, who spent years saving up thousands of dollars to open a medical clinic in Nigeria, the country where she was born. Then last October, she walked down a jet bridge at Houston's George Bush Intercontinental Airport to board a plane to fly to Nigeria.
Makes sense.
The 59-year-old registered nurse had more than $37,000 in her carry-on bag and $4,000 in her purse. All cash. Stowed in separate envelopes. Some of it earmarked to help ill or aged family members. In her checked luggage, she packed medical supplies and over-the-counter medications, which she planned to use to provide free basic care and checkups to anyone who needed it. But she would never make it. Just as she was about to board the plane, agents from Customs and Border Protection stopped her. She recalled in an interview being asked, "How many people are you carrying money for? How many people are traveling with you?"
That doesn't sound like it's going to go well.
Oh, it did not go well.
She was kind of carrying money for people, maybe, sort of. Oh, boy. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live or LRN.FM on Skype.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
you haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition. You're free to call in, talk live about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
The number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Apparently a gal was traveling to Nigeria to try to help folks out from sort of a medical standpoint. And
59-year-old registered nurse, so not just, you know, some random person saying, I'm going to Nigeria, and I want to do some stuff.
Well, what happened?
Well, again, she went to board the flight, and she was stopped by customs. And according to her recollection in an interview with the Washington Post, agents asked her, how many people are you carrying money for? How many people are you traveling with? Before she could even open her mouth to give an answer, the agent asked another question. How long have you even been in the United States?
Oh, my.
The questioning threw her off guard. She explained she had legally earned the money and that she was alone. She lives in Katy, Texas, became a U.S. citizen in 1994.
Long
showed
time.
Her passport, thinking perhaps they were questioning her legal status. The agents took her into a room to search her and her luggage. That's when they seized all $41,377 U.S. dollars that she had on her. She said, I felt like a criminal. I was humiliated, petrified. They were talking among themselves, saying how this is how people smuggle money out of the country. This is how they do it. Yeah, people smuggle money out of the country by finding a 59-year-old registered nurse who is wanting to open a medical clinic up
in Nigeria, yeah.
Well, you know, there is the Nigerian prince scam of, well, I am Nigerian prince.
Customs and Border Patrol is a big, ponderous, bored agency.
Yes.
And when things like that happen, they're going to look for, look, agents, look, new young trainees, this is how we catch the bad guys.
Yeah. More than 6 months later, and now about 7 months because this article from a month ago, and I've not found any updates. Border Patrol has not given her money back. This despite the fact that the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of Texas did not bring a civil asset forfeiture case against her.
And they had 3 months to do so, right?
This happened in October.
Yep.
They've had 7 months.
Yes, but they have 3 months from a legal standpoint to bring charges.
Oh, that I
my understanding.
Yeah, I don't know what the legal thing is on that.
Yeah, we learned that in the case of the Albanian man last week.
Last week, yeah, we're becoming asset forfeiture show.
Yeah, speaking of which, thanks to Free Talk Live, specifically thanks to me, the customs and border folks have said that they will be giving the money back, minus the $770 that they spent at the strip club. But the rest of the $58,000 they will be giving back to the Albanian gentleman.
I'll bet he's happy to get it.
Yeah.
He can talk about that $700 after he gets his the other $53,000.
So, again, about 7 months after her money was stolen by Customs, Antonia Nwari has not been charged with any crime. They've not filed civil asset forfeiture against her or the money. The infraction she committed was, quote, failing to declare money to customs before traveling. According to the agency's website, there is no limit on the amount of money that can be taken out of the country, but if a traveler is carrying more than $10,000 in currency, they must fill out a declaration, a rule she said she did not even know existed. The agency told her in April it would give her money back.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse. That 10th century maxim, as it's known, it made a lot of sense under English common law when the only law was that basically you can't harm your neighbor. And if you do,
don't hurt people, don't take their stuff.
Right. Don't hurt people, don't take their stuff. And if you do, you have to make them whole. That was basically the law. So ignorance of the law really wasn't much of an excuse then, because you couldn't say, I didn't know I couldn't steal my neighbor's pig, right?
Right.
But, you know, now when they make some dumb law that says, well, we have picked an arbitrary number, that arbitrary number is 10,000. You may not travel on an airplane with more than $10,000 without declaring it. And
oh, it's not just an airplane. You can't travel out of the country without declaring. So
You're right.
You walk across the border, you drive across the border, you take a ferry, you take a cruise ship.
Yeah, you can declare. You don't have to declare anything on a domestic flight, I don't think.
Right. It's only leaving the country, and it's not just limited to flights. It is any means in which you exit.
Yeah.
Continuing on, Border Patrol told her in April they would give the money back under one condition.
All right.
You want to take a guess at what that condition is?
They want to cut about half.
Do you want to take a guess?
No.
That she give up her right to sue the federal government.
Oh. I'm surprised she hasn't done that.
It's called a hold harmless agreement. No, she's already sued the federal government.
Okay.
That's why they're saying, yeah, drop your suit and we'll give you your money back. No harm, no foul, right?
Well,
you remember the no harm, no foul, the rule that existed playing backyard basketball.
Sure. Well, I mean, why can't they just give her 12%? I mean, it's only been 7 months. Give her 12% on her money. This is pretty common among that's such a common number on the government. And then, at the very least, she can claim that she had a 12% certificate of deposit with the federal government for the last 7 months.
Her attorney
says, which is a good number.
Her attorney says that condition violates her basic First Amendment rights to petition the government for redress of grievance.
It violates his right to keep a lawsuit going.
She did not sign the hold harmless agreement. Her attorney, Dan Albin, from the Institute for Justice, guessing probably not taking a big cut on this.
Doing it for free.
Says this is about as unconstitutional as it gets. They're requiring her to trade her right to the property in exchange for giving up her other rights.
So this isn't called asset forfeiture. This is they just took the money.
They never filed asset forfeiture.
Yeah.
They just took the money.
So this is a big government paperwork screw-up, too.
Albin says, does she want her right to property, or does she want to give up her right to the First Amendment? They're sending these agreements out, not just to Antonio, but we think hundreds or even thousands of people every year. spokeswoman for Border Patrol declined to comment for this report.
Seems unwise.
Citing pending litigation and would not even answer general questions about Border Patrol's hold harmless agreement policy. Border Patrol seizes property for more than 120,000 people per year, according to a federal lawsuit filed recently in federal court in Houston. To get the property back, individuals have two options. They can argue for their property using Border Patrol's administrative process, in which case Albin said a hold harmless agreement would not be unusual, or they can go the other route, leaving it for a federal prosecutor to decide whether to pursue federal asset charges or civil asset forfeiture, and you were right, within 90 days.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's 90 days of when you say, hey, the federal government stole my stuff and never gave it back. Or is it 90 days from the day that they stole the stuff?
I believe it's from the day they took the stuff, but I am not an attorney. And anything that I say, the federal government would do whatever the hell it wants because it is much bigger than you and has many more weapons than you do. Stop acting like they're on your side.
I have altered the deal.
Pray I don't alter it further. All right. That's what it all comes down to. I mean, if you put Darth Vader on the flag, would people still revere it? I know that they say that it has to do with the soldiers that have died and all those things that they
say. Think about all the stormtroopers that died when the Death Star blew up.
Right. I mean, I don't want to compare the United States soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines to stormtroopers.
Right. Stormtroopers were clones.
Yeah,
largely.
Stormtroopers were clones. But ultimately, when you deal with these situations, I mean, the politicians, they're liars and thieves. The deep state, they operate however they want, and those that sacrifice the most get the least. And until we start stopping sacrificing for these people who do not merit it, they're going to continue to do what they want to do.
Can we change the national anthem to the Imperial March? Would people still get upset if I don't stand for that?
It's a really great song.
And there is a version that's played in a major key that somebody recorded that you should give it a listen if you haven't.
I'll have to try finding
it's
that.
It's kind of, you know, sounds like John Philip Sousa. It's uplifting.
I don't know who John D'Souza is.
John Philip Sousa is a
composer.
A great American composer that was specialized in marches.
Okay.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. I'd like to point out the Liberty Janitor, once again, knows the trivia here on Free Talk Live. You can call in. I want to tell you about Skype, too. Our username on Skype is lrn.fm. And you can just, you know, send us a message request and use that as a way to call in. Further, our Discord channel.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.